This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. For many, the holidays are symbolized by the Christmas tree. For some, it's an artificial tree that gets put up year after year. For others, it's a trip to a tree farm or tree lot to pick out a fresh-cut tree. If you're getting a live tree, K-State forester Charlie Barton says there are several things to consider. Charlie, we're at that time when people are thinking about buying the live Christmas tree, and as part of that, really just some things that they should know. One thing they should know is the fact that there are a number of farms across Kansas.
Yes, there certainly are. The Christmas tree farm, tree farmers are quite active here in the state.
In terms of what we should be looking for when we're going out and making that trip to the tree farm, what should we be looking for?
Well, we should be looking for trees that are healthy and dark green. If you're choosing to cut your own tree, you want one that's going to fit in your living room or fit in your area where you want to use it in the house.
Is that one thing we really need to take note of? Because I know sometimes you get out to the tree farm and something looks like it's a small tree, but it's much bigger than you think.
That's right. So you want to take some measurements or have a person standing for scale next to it so you can really see how big it is, because people sometimes bite off more than they can chew.
Also, I guess circumference comes into play as well.
Right. The width of the branches is determined in how much space it'll take up.
Are there some things in terms of needles that we need to think about, because there are a variety of trees available?
Right. Some trees have quite prickly needles like Austrian pine and blue spruce. Others have very soft needles like white pine and some of the firs and like that.
In terms of how long a live tree will last, what can we do to make sure that it stays healthy inside the house?
Right. When you bring the tree home, you want to recut the end of it, you know, cut off another fresh 1 inch or two from the trunk. That'll help release any pitch clog pores and allow it to absorb water much more easily.
We hear sometimes about putting things in the water. Is that necessary? Is it more important just to make sure that it has water?
Right. The most important thing is the water. When you bring home a tree, especially if it's off a lot that's been pre-cut, it may absorb a gallon of water that first 24-hour period, which is a lot of water. And we have found that the additives don't seem to really help the water any. There's some thought of putting a penny in the water or an aspirin or a floral preservative, and none of those things seem to make much of a difference for the tree. Just keep the tree, you know, well watered and make sure it doesn't run out of water during the day.
And if we do that, it will make it not only through Christmas, but maybe through New Year's?
Right. A tree can stay inside the house probably for 3 weeks if it's kept well watered, and it'll keep absorbing water and keeping the needles hydrated.
You mentioned if you go to a lot, what are some things we should be checking for when we go to a lot in terms of the health of the tree?
Right. For a pre-cut tree on the lot, when you pick up the tree, it should feel kind of heavy for its size. That means it's well saturated with water, has a good high water content. You can take the tree and chunk the stump onto the ground. If a few yellow needles fall off from inside the crown, inside the branch, that's okay. But if a lot of green needles fall off, that tree has already gotten desiccated, and it might be too far gone to absorb much water and stay hydrated.
And again, because of the way they're shipped, I'm imagining that we're also going to cut off a little bit of that trunk?
Right, definitely we'll cut off that trunk. You want to, you know, cut another 2 inches off the end of a pre-cut tree, then immediately stick it in water, just like you would a cut flower. When you cut the ends of a cut flower and put it in a vase of water, and it immediately absorbs that water.
And in terms of after the holidays, how do we ecologically get rid of those trees?
Right, there's several different ways to do that. Most cities and municipalities will collect trees after Christmas, usually the week after New Year's. They'll take those and they'll mulch them and use them in landscapes. If you're near a state park, they may be collecting the trees there to anchor in the state fishing lakes, make kind of an artificial reef for the fish habitat.
And if you're a farmer or rancher, you might be able to utilize that in your own pond.
Right, you certainly could. You know, just tie a cinder block on one end and tie it to the trunk of the tree and toss it in.
If somebody thinks that they would like to maybe go out and try and find a live tree this year, how can they find a lot that may be near them?
Right. The easiest way is just using your internet search engine. Just enter Kansas Christmas Tree Farms, and there are several different sites will pop up that'll show you either the membership of the whole organization or where the individual ones are nearest to your location.
That's K-State forester Charlie Barton with tips on selecting and caring for a live Christmas tree. For more information, contact your local county or district extension office. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.